It's a special edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Last night of the year 2001, New Year's Eve, 2002, Watt from Pedro at the Love Grotto, Wild Kingdom Radio, Pleasure Point, Pedro. Hey, Brother Matt.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
wouldn't worry about it. I can live without it. Writing you to say I'm on the right track now. If you come to see me, that would really free me. Tell me what trip you took and done for years. Come and be my lover. I think you'll discover that I'm like a zephyr down the right track now. My consolation, my anticipation keeps me smiling every time I think your way. I see morning showers while away my hour, writing you to say I'm on the right track now.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Do the best shit. Oh, yeah.
The Watt from Pedro Show, special end of the 365 gig thing.
Finally.
Got a hold on. Got a good hold here. We had some, John Coltrane starting to show off as usual with the I Want to Talk to You.
It kind of sounded like a little Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, a little ballad. And then Rocky Erickson with something obviously from his Bobby Dylan phase. The meth Bobby, my favorite Bobby phase. Yeah, you know about this thing? They got this Bob Dylan day or something in New York City, and everybody dresses up in the different Bob phases.
No, I don't know. But...
And the meth Bob wins every year.
What is it? Like
better than the Jesus or... Bob or the Jew Bob or the country Bob.
When is it?
I don't know. What is he? It's in the fall. I should go there. And did I ever tell you when I was 18, I graduated high school and I read all these biographies on Bob Dylan, and my dream was, D. Boone was, he was trying to join the Navy at the time. And so, you know, I was kind of freaked out, and, I was going to run away to New York City and try to be Bob Dylan. And D. Boone had really bad eyes, and the Navy wouldn't let him in. So he wanted to be a corpsman. I mean, it was a heavy time for us. His ma just died. She was like the pillar of the family and everything. But anyway, he didn't go in the Navy, and I read enough of these books after a while. It was like, damn, I don't think I really want to.
You don't want to be a Zimmer?
Do this, right? You know, he weaved a lot of fable, I guess. It was better just to be from Pedro, and I didn't have to make up anything, you know?
We're still here doing it up.
Yeah. And last week we were lucky. We had Mr. Thurston Moore.
Yeah, it Willie was very Winant. Cool. That was very cool.
You were talking about that.
Yeah.
He's cool people. A lot of information.
Yeah, very classy guy. Very cool.
Absolutely. And my first interview. That was pretty intense.
Every week, breaking new ground.
Breaking it. Well, here's an old interview. A Canadian one of an England band. Watt from Pedro Show.
The Pink Floyd gave was in Canada on CBC. There are precious few recordings of Sid Barrett talking about those early days, and this is one of the few. Sid Barrett, Roger Waters, and Nick Mason on CBC.
In a frenetic haze of sound and sight, a new concept of music has begun to penetrate the senses of Britain's already hopped up beat fans. Some call it free sound. Others prefer to include it in the psychedelic wave of isms already circulating around the Western Hemisphere. But this music, here and now, is that of the Pink Floyd, a group of four young musicians, a light man, and an array of equipment sadistically designed to shatter the strongest nerves. The Pink Floyd are new on the London scene. They've stupefied audiences at all-night raves, in church halls, at the Albert Hall, and on various tours in Britain. They've yet to make their debut on records. But perhaps the Pink Floyd themselves are most qualified to tell you what it's all about.
We didn't start out trying to get anything new, you know. It entirely happened. We originally started virtually as an R&B group.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just sort of let loose a bit and started hitting the guitar a bit harder and not worrying quite so much about the chords.
It stopped being sort of third-rate academic rock, you know. It started being sort of intuitive groove,
really. It's free form. In sort of terms of construction, it's almost like jazz where you start off with a riff and then you improvise on it. To some extent, the improvisation.
Where it differs from jazz is that if you're improvising around a jazz number, it's a 16-bar number, you stick to 16-bar choruses. Take 16-bar solos, whereas with us it starts and we may play three choruses of something that lasts for 17 and a half bars each chorus, and then it'll all start happening, and yeah. It'll stop happening when it stops happening, and it may be 423 bars later, or four.
And it's not like jazz music, because
we don't want to be pop stars, we don't want to be jazz music.
Yeah, exactly, and I mean, we play for people to dance to. They don't seem to dance much now. That's the initial idea. So we play loudly, and we're playing with electric guitars. So, we're utilising all the volume and all the effects you can get.
But now, in fact, we're trying to develop this by using the light.
Yes, of course.
But the thing about the jazz thing is that we don't have this great musician thing, you know. We don't really look upon ourselves as musicians as such, you know, period. Reading the dots and all that stuff.
How important is the visual aspect of the production?
Very, very important. It's quite a revelation to have people operating something like lights while you're playing, as a direct stimulus to what you're playing. It's rather like audience reaction, except it's sort of on a higher level. You know, you can respond to it, and then the lights will respond back.
There are various sorts of lights. There's simply flashing spotlights that are worked off a sort of control board, rather like a piano, so that they can be used very rhythmically. Oh. And then there are a sort of effect lights that are usually coloured slides or wet slides, which are slides with some sort of liquids on them, so that you get some movement. Or they might be actual movies, such, in which case, as they have their own set speed and sequence, that can't be altered by the operators. This changes this formation to some extent because we tend immediately to play to that.
Mm. What happens at a performance? What happens with your audience? What's the feel you get?
Well, if we get very excited, and we get very excited when we're playing very well, then the audience gets very excited as well, you know.
Do they dance?
They may dance. It depends upon the sort of number and what's happening.
Yeah, and anyway, you hardly ever get the sort of dancing right from the beginning that you get, just as a response to the rhythm. Usually people stand there, and if they sort of work into some sort of hysteria while they're there,
Yes, they dance and take the form of a frenzy, which is very good.
They don't all stand in a line and do the madsen.
The audience just tend to be standing there, and just one or two people maybe, they sort of flip out and rush forward and start leaping up and down, you know.
Yeah. Freak out, I think, is probably the word.
Which I think, you know, it's an excellent thing, because this is what dancing is.
This is really what dancing is.
Is this, then, the music destined to replace the Beatles? Are the melodic harmonies, poetic lyrics, and soulful rhythms of today to be swept into the archives, totally undermined by a psychotic sweep of sound and vision such as this, displayed by the Pink Floyd? Large pockets of enthusiasts from all over the country are determined that it shall, despite the powerful opposition of the majority of leading disc jockeys. But the most enthusiastic fans of all, quite fittingly, are the Pink Floyd's managers.
Got a flip top, cigarettes in the pocket, feeling good as a dog, shopping at Josh. Walking in the sunshine, town feeling very cool. With the butchers and the bakers and the supermarket stores, getting everything she wants from the supermarket store. She trips up sweetly to meet the people. She's on time again. And then I catch her by the eye, then I stop and have to drink. What a funny thing to do, because I'm feeling very thin.
Thank you, Sid Barrett. That's when he was with the Floydians and a spiel they did many, many moons ago. Maybe 35 years ago. Before some folks were born, huh? Shows you what was going on in England.
That's cool. That's the way it should be.
And with Brother Matt here at the Love Grotto,
the
Pleasure Point. On the bone phone.
The people, Damster. Thanks. Yeah, they love you.
Yeah? Some Pedro spiel.
People of the world.
You know, I told you, I got a bunch of Bukowski off the net. We'll play some Bukowski a little later. But he lived in Pedro, and he's doing a spiel there. and some car races by, and the tape recorder catches it, and the interviewer is scared, and Hank Bukowski goes, San Pedro, it's a wild town. In fact, we might have, Nanny might be coming over, lady who draws my shirts, because they're shooting in her neighborhood. And here at the Pleasure Point's a little more calm.
Dancer lives right there by Daniels Field. They're having shooting.
Yeah.
Shooting
Nanny's at 10th and Cabrillo.
They're shooting in your hood already?
She's getting the pop.
No?
Yeah, so much for dressing up. And it's funny when they ask him, you know, they're talking about jazz and whatever, and then Syd Barrett goes, but, you know, it's really not jazz. You know, we want to be pop stars. And you can hear Waters right after him. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, here's some Heartbreakers. Watt from Pedro Show.
Born to lose. Born to lose. Born to lose.
Watt from Pedro show. Got a little,
Blast.
Thiodol? What's that? Rocket Factory by Salt Lake City? Got a little rocket up there with the tank. Okay, Watt from Pedro show, special, special New Year's show. 2002 coming on. I had some bourbon. I haven't drank really since maybe July 27. Had a little sip in Austin. But it was trippy in my mouth. We had some wipers there. Now is the time. You know, I had to get this heavy U.S. thing.
Yeah, fix you up.
With after the England interview kind of thing. Not fold up on tea bags, but little wipers there. Now is the time. Time by Richard Hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And started with Johnny Thunders with Born to Loose. Or Born to Lose.
Ooh, more
another gunshot. Damn. Even on the pleasure point, we're not invulnerable, Brother Matt. Brother Matt, man on the phone there.
Yeah,
important link.
Hotline with the dames.
But not to get heavy on England. Okay. I put on the box. What was it, 8 hours? So it was like 4 o'clock our time, so I could see Ben, Big Ben bring it in. Trafalgar.
Oh, cool.
Square and all that, so I'm equal opportunity spieler, don't worry. Watch Pedro.
Breaking each single bond, each single bridge, each string and bond to the grave. in the sun. I make a tattoo of Body Strong Gang. I'm a bit of what seen the tail end. That bit of what can again.
From Pedro Show. Yep, some English voices. That was The Fall from Slag Slates, etc. Fitting Working Again. Before that, we had the Mekons with Work All Week early in their big label career. Started off with Scritti Politti, who, unlike The Fall and the Mekons, got real lame. Well, the Mekons and The Fall are still good bands. Much respect to them. It's pretty Politti. Jesus. And it just sounds so English, you know. Especially after some Thunders and some Wipers. You know what, Brother Matt?
Yeah.
We got to play some records with some girls on them.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Indeed.
Oops, hit the wrong button there.
Just had the Damster on the line, speaking of girls with their nasty poems.
Yeah, tell us about the Damster.
Damster.
She's a student of yours, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's doing a little check-in for the holidays and stuff, which is cool. She's 25 years old now, which is a trip. She was first in my class like 9 years ago, I think. So, she's still doing her thing, and writing the nasty poems for the world. Classic little niche.
Yeah. So, here's some more nasty Bikini Kill.
Baby, really want to do, because you seem to be quite multi-talented, you know, a dancer and a singer-songwriter and also an actress. Did you have one thing you particularly wanted to do?
When I first came to New York?
Yes.
I wanted to do, when I left New York, I was training as a dancer, and I wanted to get into some dance companies, but my ultimate goal was to get into musical theater and also use my voice, because I knew that I could sing.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it was just a matter of focusing in on one thing at a time to get really good at it, and then going on to the next thing.
Right.
And music, ultimately, is, to me, it's the most accessible art form, and to me that was the most important way, and I thought that the best way I could reach people. So
outside the holy city, across the sun, charge crusaders with sword and pen. Above his head comes from the holy sword, which was inscribed with its maker's name.
Oops, hold on there, male. I put on the wrong record. We want girls singing in. Laura Logic.
Bring on the girls.
Sorry about that.
We'll be right back. shop and you say my records were out of stock, so I don't buy records in your shop. Now I paint them on the side, top of the clock. Yeah. Now I got a new way to move it, shiny black and on the groove. Well, I don't need no album rap. I carry my flesh over my back. Things are big, this is going go off the radio. I get caught and blow. Cut it, pump it, put it away. Cut it, do what I run it away.
Sorry about that. Like I said, girls.
Thank you.
Whoops. I hit the right switch here.
Once. More chicks.
Yeah. Some foul ups there. Some boys bum rushing. But cut them. Cut them in short pieces. Work. Yeah, scissors. That was Slits, Nolan's little girl. And before that, we had Red Crayola, Mayo's band, but Laura Logic singing there, Born in Flames.
You know why girls can't drink beer at the beach?
Why is that?
They might get stand in their schlitz.
Who?
Little alcohol humor for your New Year's celebration.
Thank you very much for that. We had an interview with Madonna before that, from a few years ago. Many years ago. I don't know. It's a gold record. And we started with Bikini Kill, I Like Fucking. Coming on the end here.
We're there.
We're there?
Snuck up on us.
All right. We're done with the first hour of the Watt for Pedro show. Well, hold tight. Hour two coming up. It's the Watt for Pedro show. New Year's Eve, 2001, second hour. We got a problem here.
Let's see. Try another plan B.
Yeah.
Go Bravo.
This turntable is missing a channel here on the Watt from Pedro show. Sorry about that. You know, I heard it in the queuing. I alerted Brother Matt, but I thought it was just on the queue dealy. But obviously, I was wrong. Here we go. Heart attack. hold on here. We still got this problem. We can't. Damn it. Can't get together here, this turntable. Oh, I can't get this record off that spindle. There we go. Sorry, folks. Watch the Peter Show.
Interrupting my train of thought lines. I'm longing to the latitude. Tip by, my altitude. Interrupting my train of thought lines. I'm longing to the latitude. Tip by, my altitude. Interrupting my Police with Breach of the Peace 3 months.
Gotta hit that magic switch, right, Brother Matt?
Chicks.
Live from Pedro show, New Year's Eve show.
Getting the countdown time.
We're getting up on it, maybe 10 minutes. I know England was 8 hours ahead. There were some boys from England. Pop group, Justice, My Captain's Fall. Not the band The Fall, but the song The Fall. Wire before that, map reference, 41 degrees north, 93 degrees west. Sorry about the turntable problem, but miraculously it figured itself out. So, we're back in the game. Right, Brother Matt?
Yeah. So we're talking.
Oh, we got a little whistler.
We're feeding back.
What did we start with? We start with alternative television with Action Time Vision. Then we did Punk Rock Stars by the Art Attacks. That had the Wire singer.
I was asking you earlier your most memorable New Year's.
Yeah. You know, I hardly play on New Year's, but last year I was in San Francisco, and that was intense at the Fillmore.
Yeah, that's a famous New Year's spot.
Yeah, a lot of karma.
Yeah.
Let's see, one time I'll tell you a memorable one was at Thurston's Pad when he just moved to West Mass. That was intense with Jimbo. We took the train up there. And then Thurst got us in Springfield in a Volvo wagon. let's see. What's another New Year? I don't know. Usually I'm hugging the deck in my apartment, listening to the gunfire. Here on the Pleasure Point, though, it's much calmer. So
yeah, mellow out here.
Much greater gratitude my way. Okay. Some Sun Ra, Watt for Pedro show. Thank you.
Now what I see in the long twilight, star fall death on the hill so white, on the hill.
From Pedro Show, here we are counting it down. It's a matter of seconds.
Can you hear the people's
cry? Town's getting really loud, right, Brother Matt?
About that time.
It's getting at that time. Fresh looks like 2002.
Fresh cocktails flowing.
Knocking on the barn door. The year of the palindrome. I am a salami.
I think it's about the 3-2-1 time.
Yep. Bing, bang, 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 bang.
Ooh.
There we go, some thumpings. Pedro thumps, bringing in this new year. The old year's dead. Long live. Yeah, let's get one. Long live the new year. I hope for me, all those dear to me, or just all the folks, stupendous.
Here we go with our
wonderful. That's my hopes. Get your bombs going, Brother Matt. Get it up. Zoom, boom, boom. Here we are. Little China-inspired New Year. Had some television there, 1880 or so, and started with Sun Ra. With the Eternal Sphinx. And now I'm going to play you. I guess I'm supposed to do some woo, woo, woo! 2002!
There it goes.
Whoa, there we go.
Little delay.
Don Pedro.
Delayed block in the bush.
Yep, even on the Pleasure Point, we're getting some ambient. New Year ambient. Okay, I'm going to play you the perfect New Year's Eve song, Blue Eyes Tricolt song, Dominant Submission, Mr. Albert Bouchard singing. Great tune about getting tied up on New Year's Eve. And then Brother Matt's going to do a spin cycle. We'll bring a Talia, DJ Talia board for one of her sessions. And a little more Watt.
Maybe a little more Revlin.
A little more Revlin. And, well, here's some Blue Icicle. Watt from Pedro Show.
maybe famous like the fact that a magic comes out of their face, you know, like talk about soul, bro, that's what soul is all about.
Cycle, and we've had one last week, so you know what, we come back to third hour, we continue on that trail that you let us down.
I'm sorry to let you down.
No, it was cool.
So we'll be back.
Third hour of the Watt for Pedro Show special New Year's Eve bash at the Pleasure Point. The continuation with the spin cycle.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brother Matt. Thanks for another installment of the Spin Cycle. Kind of trippy it being spread over 2 hours like that, but the New Year's had its way. Here's some black humor. Is out playing.
It should be.
No.
Well, I need to show that out, sure or not. I'm a
fine. Sorry about that.
What they had, that was when they blew. We got a party. We want a party. believe in what you got. Give up the field and give it a lot. Ain't enough, ain't no disgrace. If you ain't getting what you want, you gotta find some other place. What they had, that was when they blew. We got a party. We got a party. We got a party. We believe in what you got. Give up the beat and give it a lot. Change it up, ain't no display.
Got too many questions on television. Out of that holster, and he cocks it, and he laughs, and he cocks it, and he laughs, and he cocks it, and he laughs. He's a gay cocker. Thursday night, the fellow at the Derby, the gold-headed cane, Bat Guano. No, that's not right. Bat Masterson. He goes around hitting him on the head with a cane. One night, one of those villains is going to take that cane and shove it, and he'll never finish the series. He'll wind up as a ballerina dancer in Dodge City. John Payne and Restless Gun. Richard Boone and Have Gun Will Travel. Peter Gunn, Have Boone Won't Travel. They even have some new ones coming out. And I don't know where the hell they're going to put them. They're using Channel 3 for a stable right now. There's one called The Bushwhacker. There's a great show. It's not a Western, The Bushwhacker. That's a barber in a maternity hospital. Sponsored by Cavalcade of Sports, that's me. Whack,
how do we stroke on this course, Charlie? Never played for that.
She's a queen.
I hate him. No, that's not really true. He's not completely bad. Sometimes he'll crack a joke or two. I guess I've grown accustomed to his funny ways. It's not his fault that he was made that way.
Hot from Pedro show. That was Germs. We Must Bleed. No Means No. Coming out of that, had some problems with the wrong speed and stuff. On this side now, 2002.
Problem
is you. Oh, yeah. Started with Screamers, Punished or Be Damned. We're coming up. Maybe only 15 minutes. I'm going to play some old Pedro band when I was younger with Georgie and DeBoone and Martin, who's up in San Francisco. This is from 23 years ago. It's some Reactionaries.
Thank you.
From Pedro Show. We got some feedback, Brother Matt. Damn. A lot of problems this show. But we are here in 2002. That was Petra with a Bach number two.
What's number two?
Tell you, when you got the box, I can't fucking read the song. It's Prelude number 2 in C minor. Alright. Before that, something I played on, I did this session with Government Mule over the summer, and we did an amalgam of some Creed and stuff. And before that was Reactionaries from the 70s with Tony Gets Wasted and Pedro.
Classic.
And from Pedro, tomorrow morning I'm going to go into the polar bear thing in Gorilla Beach.
Ooh, man.
Why not? Brother Matt, thank you very much.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, happy absolutely. New Year.
And be back next week. You think next week? Perkins said he wanted to come by.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So we'll have Steve
awesome.
Perkins talk awesome. About his music. Maybe a drum solo or something.
Excellent.
How are we close?
We got 45 seconds.
Oh, so we're close to the end. Well, we survived not getting shot. Well, at the Pleasure Point, it's a lot more calm than the more internal parts, Pedro. So, the fates are with us. Like I said, tomorrow I'm going to pedal and then go in the water. Now, it's Cali, so it's only in the 60s.
Yeah, I think it's so maybe like a little chillier.
Like yeah, but it's all right.
Little blue dip.
Little blue. I can handle it. And a couple weeks, no gigs. And recording and stuff. Yeah, we're doing a new Banyan album. The last day is Wednesday. So everybody, thanks for listening and keeping it calm, but keeping the ideas intense.
You're there.
Okay, keep your powder dry.